弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴我们在主日再一次的相聚。
I'm very glad that we meet each other once again on Sunday morning.
我们来一起思考主的话语。
And let's think about God's word together.
我们继续来看以弗所书。
Let's continue on to the book of Ephesians.
那么我们上一次看到了第四章。
Last time we looked at chapter 4.
我们看到第四章是保罗开始的给基督徒一些更加实际的生活方面的应用。
And in chapter 4, Paul began to teach Christians some practical Christian living.
那么第一节到第十六节主要讲的是基督徒的教会的生活。
From verses 1 to 16, it mainly talks about the Christian's church life.
那么在教会生活中我们看到怎么样建立一个成熟的教会。
And in a church life, we learn how to build a mature church.
一个成熟的教会是一个合一有序的教会。
A mature church is a church that is unified and that is in order.
一个成熟的教会是信徒们各尽其能，大家努力服侍的教会。
And a mature church is where every believer do their best to help the church grow.
一个成熟的教会呢，是这个教会里面有很多成熟的基督徒。
And a mature church is a church composed of many mature Christians.
所以我们今天继续来看下面的几节经文，从第十七节到三十二节。
So today we will continue to look at the verses following from verses 17 to 32.
那么这一段经文就告诉我们基督徒怎么样有一个个人的啊这样的属灵的生活。
And these verses shows how a Christian can have a mature spiritual life.
不知道大家开始成为基督徒的时候有过什么样的感受哈。
I don't know how do you feel when you became a Christian.
是不是常常有人会跟你说你成为基督徒你应该怎么样去做。
Did many people tell you once you become a Christian you should be like this, like that, and what to do?
我还记得我刚刚成为基督徒的时候。
I remember when I first became a Christian.
于是我一个同事就知道了啊你是基督徒。
And one of my colleagues found out and she said, oh, you're a Christian.
他说那好啊那下一次的话停车的话那个好的停车位置你要留给我。
And say, okay, next time you park, you need to save the best parking spot for me.
我说这跟我是基督徒有什么关系吗
I said, what does this have to do with me being a Christian?
不大清楚。我不知道你有没有人会跟你说你不是基督徒吗
Somebody will tell you, oh, aren't you a Christian?
如果你是基督徒你应该这样这样这样。
If you're a Christian, you should be like this, this and that.
所以有的时候你自己做基督徒你都开始有点混淆我做基督徒我应该到底怎么做
So sometimes we get confused you know, if I'm a Christian what should I do
好像压力很大
Seems like we have a very great pressure on us
最好不要告诉人家知道说你是基督徒才好
The best is not to let people know that I'm a Christian
但是做基督徒应该怎么做不是别人告诉你的
But what should a Christian do is not what, when someone tells you what to do
是圣经告诉我们。
But what the Bible tells us to do.
所以我们今天来看这段经文就是告诉我们保罗借着圣经你作为一个基督徒你应该怎么样去做。
So this passage tells us, Paul tells us, as a Christian, what you should be doing.
所以如果你有圣经的话就请你打开圣经。
So if you have a Bible,
翻到以弗所书第四章我们一起来读。
Please open your Bible to Book of Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read it together.
我来读中文然后陪师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese, and then Mrs. Petal will read English.
以弗所书第四章十七节到三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32.
以弗所书第四章十七节，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像万邦人存虚妄的心行事。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord.That you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
你们学了基督却不是这样。
But you have not so after you learned after Christ.
如果你们听过他的道领了他的教 学了他的真理。
If so, you that have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus,
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Wherefore putting away lying, speak everyone truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be you angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Neither give place to the devil.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good.That he may have to give to them that need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
所以我们读了这段经文之后，我们可能会有一些问题哈。
So after reading this passage, we may have some questions.
可能你就说，前面这几节讲到非基督徒的话，好像讲得很差呀，好像不是基督徒，真的有这么差吗？
So the few verses before you say, oh, they talk about non-Christian, are they really that bad?
然后基督徒就一定很好吗？
So are Christians really that good?
很多人说我可以给你举出好多例子来，某某某某基督徒他做的有多差。
I can give you so many examples talking about some Christians and how bad they are.
那么怎么样来思考这些问题，我们就一点一点的来看经文，我们透过这经文的分析，我们来看看能不能回答这些问题啊。
So let us proceed to analyze these verses and see how we can answer those questions.
所以这段经文比较长，但是我们大概可以分成三部分。
Even though this passage is a little longer, but we can divide it into three parts.
所以十七节到十九节讲的是你没有成为基督徒之前的光景。
From 19 to 21 talks about the situation you were in before you became a Christian.
我们现在已经知道保罗是经常在 这卷书里面，在以弗所常常对比基督徒以前和现在的光景。
We know in Paul's epistles he often contrasts between when you become a Christian, before you were a Christian, and then after you became a Christian.
那么从二十节到二十四节
，and then from verses 20 to 24,
这是讲到你成为基督徒之后。应该是什么样子？
It talks about how you should become after you become a Christian.
那么从二十五节之后，保罗连续讲了五个命令，是具体的说你基督徒应该怎么样去做。
And then starting from verse 25, Paul gave us five commands, telling us exactly what you should become after you become a Christian.
所以今天我们看这段经文啊，我们有点颠倒一下经文的次序哈。
So let's flip the verses a little bit today.
我们不先讲前面的经文，我们先从后面的经文开始讲。
Let's start from the verse that comes after.
所以我们从后面的经文开始讲呢，我们就是从二十五节开始，保罗讲了五个 不同的命令。
So we will start with verse 25. Paul began to give us five commands.
所以我们先来看第一个命令是在25节和26节讲的。
The first commands come from verses 25 and 26.
这个命令很简单，你成为基督徒之后就怎么样，要弃绝谎言。
And this command is very simple. After you become a Christian, you need to let go of lying.
你要说实话。
You have to speak the truth.
好像这个命令很简单，是不是？
This command is kind of simple, isn't it?
但是我们当中有谁做了基督徒之后，我从来就不撒谎了？
But how can anyone ever say after we become Christian, we never lie again?
那么没有人可以说我一生没有撒过谎。
Nobody can say that all of my life I never spoke a lie.
记得以前有一个人去布道哈。
Once there was a man who went to evangelize.
他说每个人都是有罪的。
He said everyone is a sinner.
所以每个人要悔改。
Everyone needs to repent.
才可以跟神和好。
Then they can be restored with God.
他就说，你们当中谁如果从来没有说过一句谎话，那现在请你站起来。
So he asked, you know, if any of you never spoke a lie, please stand up.
当然就没有人站起来了。
Of course, no one stood up.
不过过了一会儿，有一个老先生慢慢慢慢地从那位子上站起来了。
But after a while, an old man gradually stood up from his seat.
这个讲员就心里就害怕了吧，这么大年纪从来没撒过谎。
So the speaker began to be a little afraid. He said, oh, this old man never spoke a lie. So he didn't know what to do afterwards.
不过这老先生站起来说，他说说谎吗？我没有说过一句，不过我说了数不清句了。
He said, I never spoke one lie, but I spoke many lies.
所以要想做到不说谎言不是件容易的事情。
So not to lie is not an easy thing to do.
所以我们有时说谎啊，就是说想保护自己啊。
Sometimes we lie because we want to protect ourselves.
我们觉得谎言可以让我们得到好处。
Sometimes we feel that lie can bring some profit for us.
但是实际上你说了一个谎言之后啊，
But actually, after you spoke one lie,
那后面你要用 好多的谎言去掩盖这一个谎言。
You have to say many, many lies to cover this lie.
你暂时可以度过这个难关哈。
For a short time, you can pass this difficult situation.
你用个谎言可以当过去，但是最终谎言不能保护我们的。
But eventually, lies cannot protect us.
Yeah, 谎言最后是怎么？会给我们造成伤害。
Actually, lies will cause harm to us eventually.
所以我们看到第二十五节这里讲到，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相怎么样为肢体。
So in verse 25 it says, speak the truth with one another because we're members.
所以这里保罗讲的是在教会里面弟兄姐妹之间的关系尤为重要。
So here Paul talks about the relationship between brothers and sisters in the church is especially important.
我们不能有彼此的欺骗。
We cannot lie to one another.
因为我们相信的是一个主，一个神。
Because we believe in one Lord and one God.
我们说谎言可以瞒得过神吗？
Can we lie to God and then God didn't know?
我们说谎言只是为了骗人而已啊，我们骗不了神的。
Because sometimes when we lie, we try to cheat people, but we can never cheat God.
既然我们都在基督里是一家人，彼此就不可以撒谎。
So even though we are one member in the body of Christ, we should not be lying to one another.
所以保罗这讲的五个命令，每一个都讲的是人与人之间的关系。
So these five commands all concern interrelational relationship, interpersonal relationship.
不论你跟教会的人还是教会外面的人，如果你用谎言去来对付彼此的关系，这个关系就不会是一个好的关系。
So if we use lies to deal with our interpersonal relationship,This relationship will not be a good one.
也不会是一个健康的关系。
It will not be a healthy relationship.
不过谎言嘛，有大有小啊。
But there are big lies and small lies.
程度呢也不一样。
And the level is different.
比如说，如果你今天早上问我说：“陈牧师，你吃早饭了吗？”
So if you ask me, Pastor Chen, did you eat breakfast this morning?
我可能想撒一个小小的谎言，因为什么？免得麻烦。我本来没有吃早饭，我就跟你说我吃早饭了。
But to decrease maybe the problem cause I would just say no. Even though I didn't eat, I would say, oh, I ate.
后边就不要麻烦了，你就会说为什么没吃早饭？我给你拿早餐啊，买点儿，哎呀，太麻烦了，不要说了。所以我为了简单，我就撒了一个小小的谎言。
So to simplify the situation, you know, not to cause you trouble, I would speak a very tiny lie.
但是也是谎言哦。
But it is a lie.
性质没有，但是程度还是不一样。
But the level is different.
如果我们撒谎的话是在一个更 严重的问题和更一个严重比较一个正式的场合的话，我想那个程度就不一样的了。
But if we lie in a very formal or serious occasion, then the level of harm is different.
大家知道美国以前的总统克林顿吧？
We know President Clinton before.
所以他因为跟那个 Monica Lewinsky 的问题，他这个有这个不正当的关系哈，他后来被国会弹劾哈。
Because of his abnormal relationship with his aide Monica Lewinsky, he was impeached by the Congress.
他被弹劾啊，不是因为他这个关系，主要是因为什么？是因为他撒谎。在宣誓的时候，他说 ，I do not have any relationship with this woman.
And because he testified in the Congress that he does not have any relationship with this woman, for this lie, he was impeached, not because he had a relationship.
所以啊。你这是很严重的问题了。
So this becomes a serious matter.
所以如果是在宣誓的情况下，在你按着圣手按着圣经，或者是你在国会在法庭上去撒谎的话，那个是很严重的问题。
So if you make an oath and you put your hand on the Bible and you lie in front of the court, that becomes a serious matter.
所以啊，以此类推，所以弟兄姐妹，我们对教会也不可以撒谎的。
So we should not lie within the church.
非常严重的问题。
It's a serious matter.
Yeah, 因为这个圣经里面曾经讲过一个故事，在《使徒行传》啊，有一个叫亚拿尼亚的人啊，他说：“我把所有的东西都奉献给教会了。”
Because the Bible tells a story in the book of Acts, there's a man called Ananias. He told the church that he sold everything.
但实际上他没有，他藏起来一些。
But actually he kept part of the gain for himself.
实际上他如果只奉献一部分，他就告诉教会，我只奉献一部分是没有问题的。
Actually, if he just gave the portion that he sold and said this is only a portion, then there's no problem.
但他公开撒谎的时候发生什么事情？所以彼得就说你欺哄圣灵啊。
But when he lied publicly, so Peter told him that you are cheating, you're lying to the Holy Spirit.
当场就死在那里哈。
And he died instantly.
所以他们夫妻俩有同样的下场。
And his wife, you know, did the same thing.
所以这说到我们在一些比较比较严肃的问题上，我们应当诚实。
So in matters that serious, we should be honest.
我不相信说今天大家听了陈牧师的讲道之后，从现在开始。从来一句谎话都不说了
啊。I cannot believe that once you heard the sermon, you say, "Oh, Pastor Chen, I will never lie again."
但是至少说我们在一些严肃的问题上，不要故意的来做这样的事情。
But at least I know that in a matter that's serious, that you will not intentionally lie to one another.
所以，因为教会是圣洁的地方
，because the church is a holy place.
是圣灵的，是属神的家。
It's a God's family.
所以当教会不能圣洁的时候，不能得到神的祝福。
So when church is not holy, it cannot receive God's blessing.
那我们在教会里面的人，我们也得不到祝福的。
And then people in the church will not receive God's blessing.
所以我们很多事情，我们祷告，我们求神帮助我们，神为什么回应我们的祷告，是我们一定要圣洁。
So when God answers our prayers, that's when we are holy before Him.
那以前呢，在 LA 母会，在 LA 教会啊，洛杉矶的一个教会哈。
And back then, there's a church in LA.
那么他们开始就教会要做圣洁的工作，他们发现了一个问题。
So when the church wants to promote holiness, they encounter a problem.
你知道早期华人移民到美国是非常困难的事情。
In the early time when the Chinese immigrated to the United States, it wasn't that easy.
因为美国呢有这个排华的法案。
Because in the United States, they have a law that rejects the Chinese.
这个法案直到第二次世界大战，中国跟美国联手来对抗日本的那个时候才被解除掉。
And this law was banished after the Second World War because China and United States fought together against the Japanese.
所以他们来美国来不了的时候呢，有很多的办法哈。
So when people cannot come to the States, they think of many other ways to enter this country.
所以你要说填说你在中国有多少个孩子啊可以来美国，比如说我有两个孩子，他就会填我有四个孩子。
So they will write down the application form. If they only have two children in China, they say, oh, I have four children.
所以另外两个孩子就把同村的或亲戚的孩子就带进来了。
So they will bring the villagers, you know, children to come.
所以那个教会里呢，我们有一个人呢，我们管他叫陆博士的哈。
So in our church, there is a Dr. Lu.
陆博士呢，其实他不姓陆。
But actually, his last name wasn't Lu.
他但是呢，就是因为移民过来，他跟着别人的姓就过来了。
Because he was immigrated by someone else, so he named himself after this person who applied for him.
他那个年纪也不对的，所有的东西出数据都是错的，搞不清多大年纪现在。
And his age was not correct either, and many other statistics wasn't correct.
所以当这个教会说我们要做圣洁的时候，发现教会有很多这样的人。
So when they found out they want to promote the holiness, holy living in the church, they found there are many people like that at the church.
所以这个牧师说，那现在既然过去犯了这个事，现在你们就要跟移民局去讲这个事情，这以前是做这样事情不合理的，是撒谎的。
So the pastor suggests that, you know, once you lie to the immigration office, you should go tell them that I lied before and this was no good.
所以他们所有这些人都去跟移民局讲。
So all these people went to the immigration office and told them.
移民局讲也没说这个事情过去这么多年，算了，就这样了。
So immigration office tell, oh, this has passed, been so many years, and now let's forget about it.
但是教会不可以容忍这种样的谎言在里面。
So the church cannot tolerate such lies.
所以教会要圣洁的。
So the church needs to be holy.
所以后来这个教会开始兴旺啊，就是一下子就增长起来，你就是看到神的工作在里面。
And later on, the church began to prosper all of a sudden because God's work is in there.
所以那种圣灵的工作，教会的增长，神的在这个教会里面所做的奇妙的工作，非常非常的令人感动。
So God did many, many wonderful things in that church because they want to live a holy life, and so it touched many people's lives.
成为当时北美最大的华人教会。
It became the first largest Chinese church in the United States.
所以作为教会，一定要注意这个问题哈。
So as a church, we have to pay attention to this issue.
同样的事情，那么最近几年我们很多人移民到美国是通过什么叫政治庇护，对不对？
In the same way, many people came to the United States through a political asylum.
洛杉矶有些教会就是这样做哈。
And then some churches in LA.
来来来，你只要加入教会，我就可以给你办移民申请啊，说你是政治庇护等等。
And they would announce that if you come to church, I will apply political asylum and apply immigration for you.
所以这些教会成立的也快，然后散的也快哈。
So this church started very fast and grew quickly, but then they dispersed very quickly either.
因为这不是很合神心意的事情。
Because it's not according to God's heart.
所以我们那个教会，我们就说我们教会从来不会就是 sponsor, 就是来支持这样的移民的申请。
So our church has a stand that we will never sponsor this kind of.Immigration.
如果你来到教会，你乐意接受耶稣基督，你真心得救，我们就给你施洗。
If you really come to church and want to repent and want to believe, and then we will baptize you.
但教会从来不会涉及到任何类似这样的移民的申请的。
But church will never get involved in the immigration application procedure.
所以我想，这个是神所喜悦的事情。
I think this is something pleasing to God.
所以第一个。看起来是很简单的命令。
So the first command seems to be simple.
但是做起来容易吗？不是很容易。
But is it easy to do? Not so easy.
所以我们教会要做一个圣洁的教会。
So our church needs to be a holy church.
所以我们再来看第二个命令。
Let's look at the second command.
第二个命令说生气却不要犯罪。
So be angry but do not commit sin.
然后这个经文呢是在第二十六节二十七节。
It's in verses 26 and 27.
那么这个经文看起来好像有一点困难哈。
When you look at these two verses, it seems a little difficult.
为什么叫生气呢？
What does it mean to be angry?
那么说鼓励大家生气？
Does it encourage you to get angry?
这里讲的是说你可以生气。
What it says is that you can get angry.
人不可能不会不生气的嘛。
It's impossible for people not to get angry.
你人有七情六欲，你生气是难免的。
好 ，we have all the different kinds of emotions, so we cannot spare being angry.
所以我们看到耶稣在福音书里记载他有生气的时候。
So in the Gospels, it recorded Jesus was angry.
那么他在圣殿里看到那些犹太人用圣殿来做买卖，他就怎么样生气，他就把他们赶出圣殿。
It recorded that while in the temple he saw people doing the business, so he was angry and cast them out.
那么上帝也有怒火的时候。
And God also has fiery anger as well.
因为以色列人的背叛和这个不义，上帝的怒火就向他们发怒。
Because of Israelites, rebelling against God, you know, God was angry at them.
所以人有的时候也会因为正义的正义感，你也会有生气。
And sometimes we would get angry because of our righteous feeling.
但是圣经告诉我们，你不可怎么样。不可犯罪。
But the Bible also tells us not to sin.
不可含怒到日落。
And let not the sun go down upon your anger.
这个是一个非常好的建议。
This is a very good suggestion.
非常实际的建议。
And very practical.
不论你这一天有多么的不高兴，好生气。
No matter how angry or upset you are for the day.
到你上床睡觉的时候，一定要把这个事情放下。
And when you get to the bed, you know you have to let go of this.
把这事情交托给神。
And commit this to God.
然后你可以安然入睡、啊、
And then you can sleep well.
所以这个是神给我们、一个非常就是保罗我想他是在借着耶稣基督里给我们一个非常实用的一个建议、啊、
So Paul is giving us a very practical, practical way to handle our anger.
因为人呢即使你是正义的怒气、啊、
Even though you have righteous anger.
但是圣经告诉我们人的怒气不能够成就神的义。
But the Bible says that our anger cannot produce God's righteousness.
因为人是不完全的。
Because we're imperfect.
所以人在怒气中呢，你会隐藏着我们的罪性。
In our anger, sometimes our sinful nature is hidden.
我们有自大呀，骄傲啊。
We have self-arrogance, we have pride.
我们有顽固啊，自以为是。
We have our own stubbornness, and we have our own way of thinking.
或者说我们没有宽容跟怜悯的心。
And sometimes we're not tolerant, we're not merciful.
所以在怒气当中很难有这个节制。
So in our anger, sometimes it's hard to have self-control.
所以很容易就会偏失。而得自己的反而得罪神。
So it's easy to lose our way and then offend God.
这就是为什么保罗说生气可以，但不可犯罪。
That is why Paul tells us you can be angry, but you do not want to sin.
最近新闻里有一个消息讲到，伊利诺里州有一个人哈。
In recent news, it talked about there's a man from the state of Illinois.
啊，他的名字叫 Gary Martin 哈。
That's his name, Gary Martin.
那他就是因为自己被解雇，他就把他这个到了上班时，他把很多的同事都打死了。
He was let go of his job, so he went back and killed many of his colleagues.
所以我们不清楚他被解雇的原因是什么。
We do not know what the reasons that he was let go.
到底是一个正确的，还是不正确的，还是对他有歧视的等等。
Whether letting go is right or wrong, or he was facing discrimination, we don't know.
当一个人生气到一个不能控制的程度的时候
But when he was angry to the point of losing his control
难免会做出这种极端的事情
He would do something that's so extreme
所以圣经讲生气是可以的但是不可含怒
That's why the Bible tells us it's okay to be angry but do not let that cause you to sin
所以这是第二个命令
So this is the second command
那第三个命令是什么
And what's the third command?
是不可偷窃
Do not steal
保罗说如果你以前是偷窃的不可以再偷
Paul said if you were a thief do not steal anymore
总要劳力
but rather work labor yourself
亲手做正经的事
work with your own hands
就可有余分给那缺少的人
that you may have enough and then give to those who have needs
所以这里讲的说当时特别对初期教会因为他们教会是在一起共用一切的东西
So in the early church, they share the common goods.
所以保罗说，你还是要做工的。
So Paul told them, you still have to work.
如果你有这样的能力
，if you have this ability.
所以当我们读到这一段的时候，很多人说这段经文跟我没关系。
So sometimes when we read this scripture, some people say, "Oh, this has nothing to do with me."
我自己有工作啊。
I have a job.
我自己挣自己的饭吃啊。
I earn my own living.
所以呢，我没有偷窃啊。
I did not steal.
所以这个应该跟我没有，这个命令跟我没有关系。
So this command has nothing to do with me.
好，神给我们命令，给我们的标准，不仅仅是你到商店里去偷东西哈。
好 ，the command or the standard God give us is not about stealing from a store.
或者不仅是你把手伸到别人的 pocket 里头，趴在口袋里把人家钱包偷走
，or to steal somebody's money from his purse，
很多是更高的要求。
His comment has a higher standard。
有的时是经意不经意的哈。
Sometimes we intentionally or unintentionally.
有没有可能在公司里面就把公司东西带回家了？
You would take something from your company, take it home.
或者是哪里不属于你的东西你带回去？
Or something that doesn't belong to you, you would take it home.
哎，甚至我们到了快餐店，哎。
Even though you go to a fast food place.
快餐店有时候那个餐巾纸会放在那里随便你拿的。
And the napkins are there for you to take whatever.
有没有多拿几张拿回家的？
Do you take a few more to take them home?
哎，餐厅有没有那个 sauce 放在那个里面的调料品？你看多拿几个回家了就可以，有没有？
Oh, you take a few more of the sauces or condiments home.
这就是偷窃的。
And this is one way of stealing.
所以弟兄你们，这些东西就是在我们生命里本身就有的。
And these are hidden in our life.
所以我们应当小心。
So we need to be careful.
那以前我碰到一个基督徒的，他是开餐馆的哈。
I once met a Christian who owns a restaurant.
开餐馆的，他是有两本账的。
But he has two books.
一本是自己记的。
One is for his own recording.
另外一本是给那个税务局看的。
One is for the tax people.
所以每年报税的时候你是有很大的挣扎的。
So every time during the tax season, you know, he had a big struggle.
所以我们尽量把那 income 要变得少少的哈。
He tried to decrease his income.
把那个可以免税的东西增加的多多的哈。
And they increased the tax deductible items.
当然我们如果合理的省税没有问题哈。
And、for reasonable cutting tax, it's okay.
但有的时候我们多说一点，其实税务局他也查不出来，他找我来，他也没有证据的哈。
Sometimes we report a little bit more of our expenses, the tax office will not question us.
本来属于政府的钱，我们要把它这样子省下来的话，这是什么？就是偷窃。
And the money which belongs to the government, but we try to keep for ourselves, that is another way of stealing.
谁没有做过这样的事哦？
Who has never done such a thing?
我在以前的教会有一个老伯母哈。
There was an old sister in my former church.
所以她就跟我讲了一段她的故事。
And she told me her story.
因为这个故事在我不是你们这里，我在我们那边非常普遍的。
And this story is very prevalent where I was.
很多老人家呢，他退休，他实际上生活蛮空裕，他有很多钱的哈。
Many people retired, but they do have some kind of wealth.
但是呢，他们把自己所有的钱都给了子女。
But they give all their wealth and money to their children.
然后他就跟政府说，我没有钱。
Then he told the government that I have no money.
然后他是老年人又没有钱。
So she's old and she had no money.
所以他就跟政府申请补助。
So he applied for a supplement.
他就可以住那个老年公寓。
So she can stay at the senior's apartment.
而那个公寓每个月只付200块钱的租金。
And only have to pay $200 for the rent.
说不定还可以从政府再拿些钱回来。
And then maybe she can earn some money from the government.
这是什么？
So what is this?
所以这位伯母啊，
also a way of stealing.
别人都这样做，真的是眼前的利益啊，所以他也这样做。
So many people do that.
对不起。那个儿女一看，既然你的钱放在我这里，怎么样？我就给你花了。
So the children, you know, once you deposit all your money in my account, they spend the money.
所以这个伯母她钱拿不出来的了。
So this old sister, no, she had no more money.
那她老的时候呢，她这个儿女啊，为了这个钱的事情，跟她搞的是一塌糊涂哈。
So when she got older, her children, you know, has a lot of issues with how to handle.
她就跟我说：“陈牧师啊，现在我想给教会奉献点钱。”我都没有。
So she told me, Pastor Chen, now I want to give some money to the church. I have nothing to give.
因为他的子女不信主，他说什么？把钱给教会？
Because her children are not Christian. They say, oh, never, we'll never give money to the church.
所以呢，他的钱是省下了。
So she did save some money.
但是我看他没有把他神的祝福留给他的子女。
But I don't think she left God's blessing to her children.
他每个子女都不缺钱的。
All her children, you know, they had no need for money.
Yeah, 每个人好几幢房子。
And each one of them has a few homes.
但是他没有一个之间有好关系的，吵得一塌糊涂。
But there was no good relationship among them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有时以为这样可以得到好处的。
So sometimes we think something would bring us more profit or benefit.
但是当我们没有神的祝福的时候，
But when we do not have God's blessing,
我们所得的那一点点好处就算不得什么了。
The little benefit we receive is nothing to compare.
所以保罗说这里不可偷窃，其实适用我们在座的每一个人的啊。
So here Paul says, do not steal. is applicable to all of us.
我们来看第四个命令。
Let's look at the fourth command.
第四个命令是在第二十八节。
It's in verse 28.
是在第二十九节 ,sorry, 二十九节跟三十节。
Verses 29 and 30.
那这里讲呢是污秽的言语一句不可出口。
好 let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
这第四个命令啊实际上跟回到了第一个命令跟第一个命令是很相似的。
The fourth command is very similar to the first command.
因为第一个命令是讲的不可以撒谎都是言语的问题。
好 the first command is do not lie, we talk about our speech.
所以这里又重新的回到言语的问题不可以出口。
So here it returns to the matter of speech. So do not use corrupt words.
这是非常一个严厉的警告。
This is a very serious warning.
只能说造就人的话。
Speak only words that edify.
所以我们可以用言语去造就人。
So we can use our words to encourage, to edify other people.
我们也可以用言语去伤害别人。
We can also use our words to hurt people.
所以中国有句俗话叫人言可畏啊。
So Chinese has a saying that people's words are fearful.
言语如利刃哈。
Because our words are like a sharp sword.
你可以用刀子杀人的哈。
You can kill people with a knife.
你可以不用刀子，用言语也可以杀人。
But you can also kill people with your words.
那现在就更容易的了。
Now it's even more.
你知道现在这个网络有这个霸凌的问题哈。
So there is a bullying going on in the internet.
你在这个用着手机上面，你随便说些什么东西，哎呀，这个就不得了，马上所有的人都看到了哈。
When you see something on with your iPhone or on the website, you know everybody can see it.
所以有些青少年就因为这个自杀的。
Some young people because they were bullied, they committed suicide.
因为有些人就在这个社交的这个网络上会说一些事情，他实在没有办法忍受。他就自杀掉。
Because they couldn't take the words people said about them on the internet, so they committed suicide.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要在言语上谨慎。
So we have to be careful on the words we say.
因为第三十节讲到，不可叫神的圣灵担忧。
Because verse 30 tells us that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
后面讲到圣灵的工作，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
For you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
因为圣灵是从神而来的灵，是给我们做印记的，多么的宝贵啊。
Because Holy Spirit comes from God and it seals us.
所以有人呢，常常用这段经文，把这个经文单独拿出来用，不要叫什么圣灵担忧啊。
Sometimes people would quote this verse to grieve not the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道这个是有上下文的哈。
But we need to read it in the context.
不要叫圣灵担忧指的是什么？
What does it mean?
不可以说污秽的言语
means do not say words that corrupt people.
其实啊，在福音书里还讲到过说什么，不可以亵渎圣灵的哈。
And also in the gospel it says do not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
因为亵渎圣灵的罪是怎么？不可以被赦免的，很严厉的。
You will not be forgiven for blasphemy.
没有圣经没有仔细的讲，很明确说这个到底是什么样的罪，但。十有八九是跟我们的言语有关系啊。
Even though the Bible did not say clearly what is the blasphemy of the Spirit, but we know it's something.
所以一个人要在言语上完全的话，这就是个完全人了。
So the Bible tells us in James, you know, if someone can be perfect in their words, this person is a perfect person.
所以我们要注意操练自己在言语上谨慎。
So we need to be very careful. We need to watch out the words we say.
所以我遇到以前有个师母啊，他就跟我讲的说，他信了。耶稣之后，他开始生命改变。
There was a pastor's wife who told me once that after she became a Christian, her life began to change.
她以前是伶牙俐齿哈。
Before she was very talkative and can use very sharp words.
别人要说她一句，她可以回人家十句。
Someone said something about her, she can retaliate with 10 more words.
有句俗话叫可以骂人不吐骨头的哈。
She can scold people without spitting out her bones.
但是她信了耶稣之后的生命就开始改变哈。
But her life began to change after she believed in Jesus.
这个需要操练，当我们不断操练，第一开始觉得想说不说出来就很难受哈。
And this means practice.
不能解恨哈。
Because sometimes you feel like you want to say it, but it's hard control not to say it.
但是后来她就慢慢的就不说，就不会说了。
So gradually she stopped talking like she used to, and then she.
在遇到别人说她什么时候， 他居然都不会回嘴了，一句话说不出来。
And then when people spoke against her, she found herself not be able to retaliate back.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在言语上谨慎是非常小心，即使别人用什么样的言语来攻击我们。
So we need to be careful on our words, even though people attack us with their words.
我们不可以用同样的语言来回击他。
We should not respond with the same type of words.
因为那样我们就得罪神了。
Because when we do that, we offend our God.
所以犹大书特别记载啊。
So in the book of Jude, it says especially.
当天使长米迦勒，跟魔鬼来这个。这个来对峙的时候哈
，When Archangel Michael was arguing with the devil，
那么虽然这个魔鬼值得所有的诅咒、这个、
，Even though the devil deserved all the curses，
这个天使长怎么他不说的，一句污秽的言语都没有。
But Archangel Michael did not say anything about
him. 他怎么说？主责备你吧。
He only said, "Let the Lord rebuke you."
所以弟兄姐妹，污秽的言语一句。不可出口。
So do not let any corrupt words proceed out of your mouth.
好，我们再来看第五个命令。
Let's look at the fifth command.
那么第五个命令是在31节跟32节。
It's recorded in verses 31 and 32.
那正跟第四个命令又回到第一个命令，讲到言语是相类似的。
Once again, it goes back to words.
那么第五个命令又回到了第二个命令，讲的同样的是。关于我们的情绪生气的问题。
Oh, the fourth command similar to the first, and the fifth is similar to the second.
这里说一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹和毁谤。
It says all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor
都要除去。
You should get rid of them.
那么取而代之的是恩慈相待跟彼此饶恕。
And replace them with kindness and forgiveness.
那么这里面的动机或者是原因是什么？是因为上帝饶恕了我们。
And the reason and the motive is because God has forgiven us.
所以你看这五个命令啊，结构非常清楚，每一个都有一个否定的命令。
So all these five commandments, we can see very clear structure. Everyone has a very positive or a negative.
那么每一个都有一个肯定的命令。
They have a negative command and then a positive command.
然后每一个都有一个原因。啊，都有个动机在那里。
And each one of them also has a motive behind it.
所以我们知道，这是要求我们在跟人与人之间有一个彼此和睦和谐的关系。
And this command requires that we have a harmonious relationship with one another.
所以我们无论是自己有什么样的情绪哈
，So whatever kind of emotions you have,
我们都要有节制哈。
We have to exercise self-control.
不要变成连续剧哈。
Do not let become a soap opera.
有的人好像这个昨天的事情今天还记着，然后后天还想着，然后就是连续的不断的哈。
Do not let your negative emotions continue to play on.
哎，我们对某个人直到一旦有了看法，哇，这几十年都不改的。
Sometimes we have an opinion about somebody and you never change.
有个人上次说话得罪了我。
If someone offend me in their words.
哎呀，这个我记他一辈子哈。
I will remember it for the rest of my life.
有些确实是很伤害我们的。
Of course, some words do hurt us.
但我们要学习怎么样在主里面能把这些东西放下。
But we need to learn how to put away these things in the Lord.
什么时候放下？
When do we put them away?
睡觉之前就放下了，对不对？
Before you go to sleep.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
所以回到我们原先的问题哈。
So going back to our original question.
保罗第一开始从第十七节到第十五节讲的基督徒，不是基督徒你却这么差。
Beginning verse 17, Paul talked about it. Before you were Christian, you were so bad.
我想看了我们这五个命令和我们所讲的，我们确实知道了，当我们不认识神的时候，我们就是这么差。
So by looking at these five commands, we realize that before we know God, we were this bad.
而且我们即使这样做，我们还不觉得，反正大家都这样做。
And while we're doing the same thing, you know, we are not self-aware because everybody does the same thing.
我不觉得这是错的。
I don't feel this is something wrong.
但是你成为基督徒之后，你就开始意识到这个是不对的。
But after you become a Christian, you begin to be aware that these things are not right.
这个是最根本的改变。
So this is a basic transformation.
有可能有些基督徒做的还没有非基督徒好，确实是这样。
It's probably true that some Christians do not do as well as the non-Christians.
因为你生命没有改变的话，你不可能 会比别人好。
Because if your life is not changed, it's impossible for you to be better than other people.
你真正的按照圣经的教导去改变你的生命，你的生命就会越来越好。
But when you truly transform your lives according to the Bible, then your life will become better and better.
但是我们也不可以否认，在这个历史上有很多非常非常优秀的基督徒。
But we can also not deny that there are many, many good Christians in our history.
而且这些基督徒呢，他们的生命真是啊，活出了耶稣基督的样式。
And their life really, they live out the example of Jesus.
所以也给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
And they become very good examples for us.
所以当初我这五个命令，哎呀，这个怎么样让我们的生命去改变呢
？How can these five commands transform our lives?
这五个我按着去做哈。
When I do accordingly.
所以以前有个人就问我说：“陈牧师，是啊，你说的都对，我也认同啊。”
Once a man told me that, "Oh, Pastor Chen, you spoke very well, and I also agree with you."
做不出来哎。
But I just can't do it.
那个脾气压呀压。最后还是压不住了。
So, I try to suppress, you know, my anger, but then eventually I explode.
你到底，陈牧师，你告诉我怎么压呀
？So how can I continue to suppress my anger?
你做错了，你不应该压的。
So I told you, oh no, you don't should, you shouldn't suppress your anger.
应该怎么看呢
？How should we deal with them?
这个就在我们的经文第二十节到二十四节告诉我们，怎么样你才可以能做得到五个，不是靠我们自己的力量。
And then from verses 20 to 24, it tells us how can we do this without using our own strength.
因为人有灵魂体三个部分。
Because we as a person have body, soul, and spirit.
所以这个灵呢，本来是用来跟上帝沟通的。
Our spirit is used to communicate with God.
那么上帝告诉我们做什么，我们就去做的。
So what God tells us, we will do.
所以当我们得罪神的时候，这个灵就死掉了，他没有办法再起作用。
So when we offend God, our spirit cannot work.
所以我们这个这个人呢，这个魂呢，整个是受各种各样的影响。
So then our soul begins to influence by all beings.
当我们不听神的时候，我们以为是自己，我自己做主呢。
So when we don't listen to God, we become the person in control.
实际上不是。几乎世界上所有的东西都在影响我们。
Actually, it's not you in control because all the things in the world are influencing you.
所以非基督徒和非基督徒有什么？当我们信了耶稣之后，我们的灵就重新的在我们里面复活。
But the difference between non-Christian and Christian is once you become a Christian, your spirit begins to function.
神特别还赐给圣灵给我们来帮助我们。
And God also gives us Holy Spirit to help us.
所以我们要好好的去保护，让我们的思想情绪，我们只听神的，不听其他的。
So we need to be very careful that our thoughts and our emotion, we only pay attention to God and not anything else.
所以这里二十二节、二十四节讲到一个脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
So in verses 22 to 24, it talks about put away the old man and put on the new man.
这个脱去跟披上是一次性的动作完成的，在我们得救的时候已经完成。
This put away, put off, and put on is a one-time act. It happened when you were became a Christian.
那么中间这一段二十三节讲到，又要将你们的心智改换一新。
But then in verse 23 it says, renew in the spirit of your mind.
这里面它用的是现在时态哈。
The verb in this is a present tense.
表示这种心智的改变是一种持续不断的动作。
So it shows that the renewing of our mind is a continuous action.
而且这个动作是被动的。
And this is a passive action.
你自己没有办法改变的。
You cannot change yourself.
是谁来改变？是神来改变的。
It's God who is changing you.
那你要做的是什么呢
？So what is your position?
我们要做的就是让神来改变我们。
We need to let God change us.
所以刚才我讲的这些东西，首先一个就是我们愿意改变。有的时候我们不愿意改变的时候，神不会改变我们。
So first of all, we need to be willing to change. If we are not willing to change, God will not change us.
所以神不会强迫我们，让我们做我们不愿意做的事情。
God will not force us to do something that we are not willing to do.
所以首先，当我们认识到这些，哎呀，这些东西是不好的。
So when we realize the things that we do is not good,
觉得说我不要这样做
and we feel that I do not want to continue doing such a thing,
我们想改变
we want to change,
我们有意识到自己改不了
and we also aware that we cannot do it ourselves,
我们说求神在我们身上工作
so we ask God to work in our lives.
这个就是我们生命改变的一个正确的方式。
So this is the correct way of changing ourselves.
刚才那个弟兄告诉我们，他压不住火。
So that brother who told me that he cannot suppress his anger.
你的火已经在你肚子里酝酿好几天呢。
So it was burning within you for a few days.
所以当你意识到哇，突然有这个想法的时候，你知道这个想法不对，你马上就应该怎么样？求神帮助你来改变。
So when you realize that you have this fire burning inside of you, at that moment you need to pray to God for his help.
所以我们的 ，sorry,
that's okay.
Yeah, I speak too quickly today. 你很多的东西哈，当我们的思想跟情绪哈，在那里酝酿酝酿很久
，when our thoughts and emotions are brewing,
我们没有求神来帮助我们的时候
，and we did not ask God for help.
那你最后你爆发脾气是必然的结果。
So for sure you're going to explode afterward.
所以希望说，保罗借着这段经文所启示我们的，真是太丰富、太丰富的。
So these five commands that Paul shared with us is very, very good for us.
能够真正的帮助我们每一个人过一个得胜的生活。
They can truly help us to live a victorious life.
Yeah. 那么以前有一个非常有名的基督徒哈。
Once there was a very famous Christian.
那他的名字叫弗朗西斯哈。
His name is Francis.
那么他出生的一个家庭呢，其实还是蛮富有的一个家庭。
He came from a very wealthy family.
但是他的家庭呢，是没有这个贵族的身份。
But it's not a family that has a nobility origin.
所以他的父母就希望说呀，他能够建功立业，能够取得这个贵族的这个身份才好。
So his parents hope that he can achieve to a degree where they can earn this nobility rank.
所以他很年轻的时候，他就去参军，他希望自己可以成为啊这样子有名望的人。
So while he was very young, he joined the army, hoping that one day he would become a very successful person.
直到有一天，他听到一个声音，主的声音跟他说。
Until one day he heard the voice of the Lord telling him.
他说你是想来跟主人做朋友啊，你还是想跟仆人做朋友？
He said, do you want to be friends with the master or do you want to be friend with the servant?
你是想跟富人做朋友，你还是还想跟穷人做朋友？
Do you want to be friends with the wealthy or do you want to be friend with the poor?
谁能更帮助你呢？
Who can help you even more?
他说我是创造天地的主，这天下一切都是我的。
He said, I'm the one who created the heaven and earth. Everything in this world belongs to me.
难道你不愿意来服侍我吗？
Don't you want to serve me?
所以他突然间领悟哈，他放下他这个人生的追求，他去服侍神哈。
So suddenly he had this realization and he put away his desire becoming successful and he chose to serve God.
所以他成了一个当时非常有名的圣徒。
He became a very famous saint.
很多的神迹奇事伴随着他。
And many miracles happened to him.
他可以跟鸟说话。
He could speak to birds.
他可以跟狼在一起睡觉。
He could sleep with the wolves.
所以他周围发生了很多奇妙的事情。
So many wonderful things happened around him.
就是因为他的生命是被神改变过的。
It's all because his life was changed by God.
所以弗朗西斯的故事不是神话。
So the story of Francis is not a myth.
他是一个活生生的人。
He is a person that was really alive.
他的事迹被记录下来，就是来告诉我们，我们基督徒是有这样的福气的。
So his stories were recorded that, you know, to show us that Christians are blessed by God.
我们有可能活出这样的生命。
It's possible that we can live out this kind of life.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你借着这段经文提醒我们怎么样做一个讨神喜悦的人。
Through this passage, you remind us how to become people pleasing to you.
主啊，愿你更新我们的生命。
Lord, may you transform our lives.
愿你亲自加添我们的力量。
May you add strength to our life.
愿你的恩典在我们身上。
And may your grace be upon us.
使我们的生命每日更新。
That we can be renewed from day to day.
能够更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
That we become more like the image of your Son, Jesus Christ.
愿我们的生命彰显你的荣耀。
May our life manifest your glory.
也愿主的教会可以见证耶稣基督的荣美。
And may the church of our Lord Jesus Christ can testify about his beauty.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.